理课堂听 class.com。
中级口译资格证书考试中级听力教程第三版，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版，第三盒。
An Intermediate Course of English Listening, Third Edition.
6, Part 1, A News Summary. 3, Exercises. 1. Listen to the broadcast news summary.And then briefly answer the following questions. This is 4 o'clock. Here is the news summary. There has been a serious accident on the M6 motorway in Lancaster, in which at least 6 people have lost their lives. It happened early this morning near Preston when a coach carrying 45 passengers collided with a heavy lorry.Rescue operations have been going on throughout the day, and a section of the motorway has been closed to traffic. Important talks have been taking place at 10 Downing Street today between the Prime Minister and trade union leaders. They have agreed to work together to find ways of combating inflation and reducing the present level of unemployment in British industry.Meanwhile, the government has failed to avert a national bus strike, and the bus drivers' union has announced that no buses will run from next Monday. The decision to go ahead with the strike was announced by a union spokesman at the end of a meeting earlier this afternoon, during which government representatives failed to persuade the union and the employers to agree on a new wage plan.The forest fire in southern France. Firemen from 6 different towns have been fighting all day to prevent the fire from spreading further. Latest reports say that the blaze has still not been brought under control, and that an estimated £3 million worth of damage has already been caused. 4 people have died in the fire so far, and 20 more have been taken to hospital with burns and other injuries.The French government has asked all tourists to avoid the area. Police in Manchester have been continuing their search for the murderer of 71-year-old Mrs. Jane Simpkins, who was found beaten to death in the kitchen of her home 2 days ago. Articles found at the murder scene have been taken away for examination by police experts, and the detective superintendent in charge of the case has appealed for information from members of the public.This morning, detectives began making house-to-house inquiries in the immediate neighborhood. 2. Listen again and then supply the missing information in the following passage.
Part 2. Statements.
2. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer which is closest in meaning to each statement you hear. 1.I haven't had a chance to wear my new shirt yet. I've been meaning to exchange it for a larger size.
2. I've tried several times to tell Carl that the concert begins at 8, but the line has been busy. Will you be seeing him anyway?
3. At our first meeting, I got the impression that Susan was really curious about me. She asked me repeatedly how I earned my living.
4. Arthur has 3 brothers living on 3 different continents. He gets incredible phone bills every month. They haven't been able to see each other for years.
5. Robert was away from campus the whole week and thus missed his chance to meet the well-known actress who gave a speech to the students.
6. Apart from meeting her colleagues in the office, Jennifer has no one to talk to. She has felt lonely since her son left for the United States.
7. Finding employment is not easy these days in this part of the country. If I were you, I would be delighted with such a job offer.
8. There is a bus that can get you to the airport, but you can't rely on it. I can give you a ride if you can wait while I put these things away.
9. It seems that we shall have to go without Louise. She was supposed to arrive by 10 o'clock to join us, but it's already 11:30.
10. Since none of us knew that Virginia had gone steady with any young man, the news of her marriage caused us no little surprise.
11. Linda was called into the manager's office this morning. She was told that unless she came to work regularly, she would lose her job.
12. The due date for our final paper is still 4 weeks away, but the professor said not to wait until the last minute to hand it in.
13. I've been living off campus this year, and I'm going to next year, too. It's so much nicer than living in the dormitory, sharing the bathroom and the kitchen.
14. It looks that I have to pay a fine for this book. The library book must be returned within 1 week, according to the regulations.
15. They have announced that the flight has been delayed until 4 o'clock. I'm just wondering how we are going to kill these 2 hours.
16. Fashions will always change with time. At first, many people didn't like that kind of music, but after a while it caught on.
17. After preparing for such a long time, Barbara finally discovered she was ineligible for the song contest to be held in February next year.
18. Obviously, Carol has been unhappy with her own job. She works as a nurse, but she would rather teach at a primary or secondary school.
19. Sarah used to teach psychology at a good university in Glasgow, but now she's a corporate statistician based in London. She earns much more than before.
20. They are going to change the meeting from Wednesday to Friday, but it's all the same to me. My schedule this week is not tight at all.
Part 3. 3. Exercises. 1. The introduction of radio. Listen to a short talk about the introduction of radio broadcasting. Choose the best answer to each question you hear.
With the introduction of radio, newspaper publishers wondered how broadcasting would affect them. Many feared that radio, as a quick and easy means of keeping people informed, would displace the newspaper industry altogether. Others hoped that the brief newscast heard on the air would stimulate listeners' interest in the story, so they buy the newspaper to get more information. This second idea turned out to be closer to the truth. Radio and print were not substitutes for each other, but actually supported each other. You see, the relationship between different media is not always one of displacement, but can be one of reinforcement. However, this is not always the case. Take television and motion pictures, for example. With the popularization of TV, the motion picture industry suffered greatly. Movie attendance dropped when audience members chose to stay at home and be entertained. Likewise, when a football game was shown on the air, the stands were often empty because fans chose to watch the game at home.
Questions. 1. What is the main topic of this talk?
2. According to the speaker, what is the relationship between radio and the newspaper industry?
3. According to the speaker, how did the introduction of television affect motion pictures?
4. Why does the speaker mention a football game?
2. Weather forecast. Listen to the following weather report and then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Now, the weather forecast.
Well, Southern Europe will, once again, get the best of the weekend weather. And if your holiday starts this weekend, then Southern Spain is the place to be, with temperatures of 34 degrees along the Mediterranean coast. At the eastern end of the Med, too, you can expect uninterrupted sunshine and temperatures of up to 32 degrees Celsius in Greece and southeast Italy. But further north, the weather's not so settled. Much of France, Belgium, and the Netherlands will be cloudy with occasional rain, and maximum degrees will be around 22 degrees, very disappointing for this time of year. Scotland and Northern Ireland will have heavy rain for much of the weekend, and temperatures will drop to a cool 17 degrees. Across most of England, the weather will be cloudy, but mainly dry, with sunny periods. And when the sun does come out, temperatures could rise to a maximum of 23 degrees.
Questions. 1. What temperature will be reached in southern Spain at the weekend?
2. What's the weather going to be in Greece this weekend?
3. What will the weather be in many parts of France, Belgium, and the Netherlands?
4. What about the weather in Scotland and Northern Ireland for much of the weekend?
5. What will the weather be across most of England this weekend?
3. Dream dates. Listen to an advertisement and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
I don't enjoy dating anymore. I can't seem to find anyone I have anything in common with.
I'm tired of being alone.
I've tried everything.
I want to meet Mr. Wright.
Can't meet your perfect match? Well, don't give up. Get serious. Try our reliable internet matchmaking service. Dream Dates has matched up thousands of singles the world over. Whether you are marriage-minded or just trying to spice up your life, Dream Dates has the answer. To begin, you will submit a photo and answer some questions as to the type of person you are and the type of person who is your personal dream date. Your information and specifications will be entered into our large computer database. Note that all of our applicants are screened in a thorough background check. Dream Dates provides expert dating advice and a place for singles to meet. Let us introduce you to the person uniquely qualified to be your partner. So don't be alone any longer. Visit our website today and have a look at our personals. You won't regret it. Enroll in free trial membership. Join Dream Dates and make your dreams come true.
Questions. 1. What kind of service is being advertised?
2. Which of the following is not what the dating service can offer?
3. If you want to become a member, you must do several things. Which of the following is not what you have to do?
4. Which of the following statement is not true according to the advertisement?
Part 4. Listening and Translation. 3. Exercises. 1. Sentence translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below.
1. Our firm is a joint stock enterprise based in San Francisco, and we employ about 200,000 people around the world.
2. This company has a registered capital of $20 million and specializes in importing and exporting a great variety of agricultural products.
3. A car that was stolen from a supermarket parking lot was found near an old house by the railroad tracks. No one has been arrested yet in connection with the crime.
4. Positioned as an ideal platform for light industrial products, Hong Kong Spring Fair continued to attract buyers from all over the world. A total of 4,800 buyers attended the 4-day event.
5. The second Asia Expo was held from the 6th to the 8th of June 2007 in Warsaw, Poland. This year's show housed a total of 483 booths presented by 436 Asian suppliers and attracted a total of 40,000 buyers.
2. Passage translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. We have chosen this wooden construction exhibition since, to our point of view, the exhibition is well positioned and aimed at our target customers, those who would like to buy or build a wooden house, in distinction from other construction exhibitions, which are mainly meant for construction market experts. However, we think it's important that in the future, the exhibition date should include the weekend. This would undoubtedly attract many visitors and would consequently be appreciated by exhibitors.
2. The problem of waste disposal is not going to disappear any time. In fact, it is growing by the minute. In Japan alone, consumers throw away some 20 million TVs, washing machines, refrigerators, and air conditioners each year. In Europe, 6 million tons of electrical and electronic equipment were produced in 2004 alone, and that volume is expected to increase 3-5% per year, which means by 2015 it could nearly double. What's to be done with all this tech trash?
Unit 7, Part 1. Are people born clever or stupid?
2. Exercises. 1. This is a passage about man's intelligence. A. Listen and then decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F. Are some people born clever and others born stupid? Or is intelligence developed by our environment and our experience? Strangely enough, the answer to these questions is yes. To some extent, our intelligence is given us at birth, and no amount of special education can make a genius out of a child born with low intelligence. On the other hand, a child who lives in a boring environment will develop his intelligence less than one who lives in a rich and varied surroundings. Thus, the limits of a person's intelligence are fixed at birth. Whether or not he reaches those limits will depend on his environment. This view, now held by most experts, can be supported in a number of ways. It is easy to show that intelligence is to some extent something we are born with. The closer the blood relationship between two people, the closer they are likely to be in intelligence. Thus, if we take two unrelated people at random from the population, it is likely that their degree of intelligence will be completely different. If, on the other hand, we take two identical twins, they will very likely be as intelligent as each other. Relations, like brothers and sisters, parents and children, usually have similar intelligence, and this clearly suggests that intelligence depends on birth. Imagine now that we take two identical twins and put them in different environments. We might send one, for example, to a university and the other to a factory where the work is boring. We would soon find differences in intelligence developing, and this indicates that environment as well as birth plays a part. This conclusion is also suggested by the fact that people who live in close contact with each other, but who are not related at all, are likely to have a similar degree of intelligence. B. Listen again and then supply the missing information in the following passage. 2. A man is talking about his teachers. Listen and then provide answers to the questions in the spaces given below.
I'm Vince. Well, as to who had influenced me most, the first person I think of is my third grade teacher. It's funny, isn't it? She made school fun. I'd had a real problem with school before that. I didn't like to go. I had trouble making friends. I wonder where she is now. Gosh, that was a long time ago. I also owe a lot to one of my high school teachers. He was really tough, but he taught me how to write well. That's a skill that has helped me in every single job I've had. I mean, at the time, I hated his class. But looking back, I realize just how much it's helped me.
Part 2. Statements. 3. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer that is closest in meaning to each statement you hear.
1. I've just been to my friend's new apartment, which is much bigger than my place. Naturally, it is much more expensive.
2. The storm that happened last week left a path of destruction along the southeastern coast of the small island country in the West Pacific Ocean.
3. When she graduated from the London School of Economics, Elsie found a job as a secretary in an accountancy firm based in New York.
4. I need a textbook for my 8 o'clock class tomorrow morning, but the university bookstore won't open until 9. Could I use yours tomorrow?
5. Is it true that your parents are coming to see your apartment this weekend? Looks as if I'd better lend you my vacuum cleaner then.
6. Miss Allen used to live in the dormitory in the first 2 of her undergraduate years, but now in her final year she has her own apartment.
7. If you make a left turn at the corner, you will end up in front of the big shopping center.
8. Mr. Baker paid his annual rent of $5,000 for his condominium one day before it was due, narrowly escaping a fine.
9. My math assignment is due tomorrow and I haven't even started it yet. You'll certainly miss me at the party tonight.
10. The company is very selective in choosing people to fill the position. Only girls between 20 and 25 are eligible.
11. Are you saying that you're planning to take 2 extra courses next term? You must be out of mind.
12. I guess I should see the doctor about that cough sometime this week. I've been putting it off for days because of my tight schedule.
13. The economy of this country has been affected by inflation. Food prices have risen considerably within the past few months.
14. What this building needs is better soundproofing. I can't concentrate here with all that traffic passing by outside.
15. Mr. and Mrs. Harris are planning to leave for Hawaii on Friday. They have already booked 2 seats on a flight of the British Airways.
16. You want me to pay $300 and join you on the trip to Florida this summer? Do you think I just inherited a fortune?
17. After a 1-week careful investigation, the police came to the cautious conclusion that the fire had been the work of an arsonist.
18. I shall be working as a house painter this summer. It's hard work, but I get to be outdoors, and the pay is decent.
19. After retiring from the professorship at Northwestern University, Dr. Brown is moving to his small hometown in the southern part of the country.
20. According to the interview broadcast on the National Television Network, the president will visit Norway in March.
Part 3.
3. Exercises. 1. A history assignment. Listen to the conversation about an assignment and then choose the correct answer to each question you hear.
Good morning. Say, do you know what the assignment is for our term paper in history?
Sure. Weren't you in class on Monday? That's when it was given out.
No, I missed that class. Was there a handout?
No, the instructor just wrote the assignment on the board.
Could I copy the assignment from your notes?
You could, if I had copied it all down, but I just wrote down the part that I wanted.
Oh, no.
You see, there were 4 choices of topics for the term paper, but when I saw them, I knew which one I wanted, so I didn't copy the others down.
Can you remember any of the others?
Let's see. There was one about World War I, something about it, but I don't remember what, and there was one called The Idea of Progress in the 19th Century.
And what was the last one?
I can't remember. My mind is a complete blank. Maybe you can ask someone else.
Yes, I will. Anyway, those are certainly broad topics.
Yes, but you can focus on a special area within them. Which one would you take?
Of course, I don't know what the last one is, but of these 3, I think I'd take The Idea of Progress.
That's very abstract.
Yes, but it is one of my interests, and I've read a lot on the subject. I've never written a term paper on it, though.
Me neither. I haven't even read about it. Are you going to class on Wednesday?
Yes.
Maybe he'll write it on the board again.
I hope so. Good luck with your paper.
Same to you.
Questions. 1. How many topics did the teacher give for the term paper?
2. How was the assignment given out?
3. Why can't the man copy the assignment from the woman's notes?
4. Why does the man choose the assignment on progress?